Hi, and welcome to the Science of the Good Life. I'm Louisa Jewell, and I'm here with Caroline Adams Miller, who is the goal setting queen, I call her, because there's no one else in the world that I know that knows more about goal setting than Caroline does. Caroline, it's so great to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. I'll call you the confidence queen if you call me the goal setting queen. Deal?
Okay, great.
Deal.
Wonderful. Caroline, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a very happy woman who is doing exactly what I love. I help people around the world learn how to set and achieve usually tough goals that are life-changing. And I do it with teaching, with coaching, with my books, seminars, and I just see change and growth every day. It's like being on the labor and delivery floor of a hospital. Everyone's happy.
That's wonderful and relieved. Yeah.
And relief that it's all
Yeah.
over. But I gotta tell you, it's that pushing on the way to life-changing goals that really is, it's tough. We can't minimize. It's hard work.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. So, I'm writing a book about confidence. And, my question to you is, how does goal setting help improve our confidence?
This is a great question. Women who are taking risks and going for what they want to do, and I'll just frame it up as women because I know that's a piece of your audience, they need to take more risks because when you do, you go out of your comfort zone, and that does involve goal setting. So you can't go out of your comfort zone without having a reason to do so. And so goal setting theory says that if you are going to be building up your self-efficacy, which means the confidence to go after what you want, sometimes you have to start with small mastery experiences. But those are goals. And so the goals can get bigger and bigger and bigger, which then you begin to believe that you're capable of a lot of things in life that maybe you didn't think you were capable of at first. Sometimes you start small, but it always starts with goals. Ultimately, you want to be outside your comfort zone, doing what's called challenging and specific goals.
And so how, so Caroline, if you're going outside of your comfort zone, do you have some strategies on, how can you get the courage to be able to do that?
I think a lot can depend on who you spend time with. And I think if you're in a culture of high achievers, and I work with a lot of high achievers, and my next book is on grit, so I've really been studying what does it take to not just be resilient, but resilient times 100 in the pursuit of these gritty long-term goals. And uniformly, these are people who spend time in environments where they see other people doing hard things. If you choose to focus on what other people are striving for, that's aspirational and awesome, and that inspires you and other people, I think you'll set your goals a little bit higher too. I think mediocrity finds comfort in mediocrity. And so I think that's one thing you can do to get comfortable in your comfort zone or outside your comfort zone. There's also other things you can do. Self-talk. It's been shown that if you have a phrase like, this is going better than you think it is, or you can do this. And again, it's speaking you, not I. It's been found that if you talk in the third person, it's more effective. So there's self-talk. I'm also thinking that the people who set and achieve the hardest goals, they have kindness as one of their qualities. Because you have to have a team around you. No one succeeds in a vacuum or a silo. And so, how do you build and broaden your social support? You have to give, and you have to be generous, and you have to be kind. And those are all things we can choose to focus on in those mini moments every day when we can go one way or another. Choose kindness, choose generosity, choose positive self-talk.
Nice. Thank you so much. What great advice. Thanks so much for being here today, Carolyn. We're going to put links to your website too below, so and to your new book. So we look forward to seeing your new book on grit as
Thank
well.
you, Lisa. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.